Symptoms of Parkinson's are aggravated by two primary factors: the collection of toxins in the body and holding the feeling of fear. How are those two factors related to one another? As it turns out, when the body is in a continuous state of fear, the body will hold on to all heavy metal toxins. Why is that? That's because the body is better able to ground when it is holding on to heavy metal toxins. The curious part of all this happens to be that when individuals make attempts to detox their bodies from heavy metals, it becomes oh so challenging. The reason? The body doesn't want to let the toxins go. There is one substance in the world that is particularly useful for detoxing toxins from the body. That substance is derived from volcanic ash, known as zeolite. There are individuals and there are companies that sell this particular substance as a mechanism for helping you to detox. It is, I am told, very effective. Why might this particular worldly substance be so effective in ridding our bodies of heavy metal toxins? The answer is that the ash from volcanoes resonates at a frequency that matches the frequency of heavy metals. That's why it becomes possible to release the toxins from the body. The frequencies modulate with one another. This all goes to say that it will be much easier to detox your body from all harmful substances, regardless of the method or approach that you use, when you release fears that have been held at the cellular level in your body. Fears can be suspended in such a state that they are always present with us. We become ever so vigilant. We become ever so fearful that what we imagined might actually happen to us. The idea then of this meditation is to open up the challenge to identify whatever fears might be real and ever present for you. Once identified, the challenge is to simply release those fears. Once the fears are released, once they are no longer suspended in a continual state of animation, any detox program that you pursue, even if it is to hydrate the cells in your body more effectively and efficiently, will work successfully and completely. Any detox program, regardless of what it is, will not completely and successfully succeed if you hold fears dear and near to your chest. So let's begin. Take a breath in and out, however deep or shallow that breath needs to be, and let go whatever tension and stress might be present for you in the moment. Whatever you bring to this particular moment, just allow all of that to dissipate. It no longer needs to be present here for you at this time. Another breath, and with the same intention. It's easy. On the out-breath, invite all of those worries, all of those anxieties, and all of that attention to simply dissipate. It no longer needs to be here in the moment. Another breath, and invite all the tissues in your body, all the muscles, all the ligaments, all the organs, to relax gently and ever so softly, becoming present totally and completely to yourself. Imagine now in front of you a garbage can. Create whatever garbage can you would like to help you today. It can be metal or plastic. It can be quite large, much larger than you are physically, or it can be quite small. It can have handles or not. It can be heavy or light. You see, it doesn't matter. All that matters is to create in your imagination a garbage can that will hold all of the fears that you are now about to identify. Place that garbage can now in front of you. Sense it there. Hear it there. See it there now. The can at present is empty. Your job for the next several minutes is to fill this garbage can up. I will now make a series of statements. These are statements of fear. As I make these statements, if you have strong reactions, these may be fears that you are carrying deep within inside your soul. If that's the case, then I will invite you to simply take the embodiment of that particular fear and place it into your garbage can, which now sits in your imagination in front of you. Some of these fears will not arise any reaction. These are not yours to be concerned about. Others will. Be true to yourself and your reactions, and if you are in doubt as to whether any of these particular fears might be yours, if you feel you might have a tinge of reaction, then throw it in the garbage can anyway. Nothing lost. Give yourself a little insurance to make sure that any and all fears that you currently have will be placed in your imaginary garbage can today. Let's now start. As I begin to list fears, I fear I will be abandoned. Abandoned by someone I love. If this is your fear, if you had a reaction to that statement, place this fear now into your garbage can. Remove it from each and every cell of your body. Now, I fear death. Get a reaction? Remove it now in the garbage can. I fear no matter where I am in the world, bodily harm will come to me. Someone out there will hurt me. Is your body giving you a reaction? This is your fear. Put it in the garbage can now. I fear there will be great harm done to one that I dearly love. Is this yours? Out and in the can now. I fear there will be personal attacks on my honesty and integrity. This one give you a reaction? Out into the can now. I fear I will live my life and leave nothing of value behind. Nothing of value behind. Is your body telling you something? This is one of yours. Throw it in the can now. I fear I will lose one that I love. Any reaction? Out now. I fear I will be killed. I will be decimated for who I really am. This one give you a reaction? Away in the can. Now. I fear I will become dependent on others for my daily and bodily needs. I fear I will lose my independence. This one give you a reaction? It does for many. Out now. Yank it out of your thoughts, out of your mind, out of your body, into the garbage can hopper now. I fear I will lose my strength, my power. Connect with your body. Getting a reaction? This one's yours. Out now. Into the can. I fear I will lose my mental acuity. I fear my memory is being lost. Get a reaction. Invite this one to jump out of your body and jump into your garbage can now. I fear my body, my mind, my spirit, my life force, my soul are all withering away, little by little, day by day. Is this your fear? Release it now. Collect that fear together into a ball and throw it into your garbage can now. I fear I will lose the one activity that I have so dearly loved to do in my life. I fear the day will come when I will no longer be able to do it, and I fear that day is coming soon. Is this one yours? If so, you know what to do. I fear all of my friends will leave me. They will desert me, for we are unable to continue the relationship that we have had over these years. This one give you a reaction? Then this one is yours too. Remove it from your mind and your body and the essence of who you are. Collect it into a big fat ball and throw it into your garbage can now. I fear I will lose my life force. I will lose the ability to do what it is that I am here on this earth to do. Check in with your body. Are feelings surfacing on this one? If so, invite it to leave and jump into your garbage can now. I fear that I will lose one of my children to death before I die. And that is not the way it is supposed to be. Is this your fear? Extract it now. Throw it into your garbage can. All of it. I now invite you to circle around the thoughts that you carry every day, day in and day out. Identify now any thought that we have not yet covered. Any thought of a fear, of an anxiety that has not yet been listed. Make them conscious now. Thoughts of fears that you have had today before this meditation started. Thoughts last night. Thoughts the day before. Make them all conscious now. Acknowledge them. Honor them. And as a group, collect them all together and place them into your garbage can now. All of them. Are you holding on to anything? Is it difficult to release anything? Ask yourself why. And then say to yourself, why not? For these fears do nothing for your higher good and for your overall health. They do no good for yourself or for others. They are your impediments. See now your garbage can sitting in front of you, full of each and every fear that you have now identified that is yours. Notice that some of them are bubbling. Some of them are alive. Some of them have a life force of their own. This is not a stagnant garbage can. This is a garbage can that is living with slivering energy that has been dragging you down. Notice that the garbage can rattles. It shakes. For this garbage can is full of fear. Fears about everything. And now, as you connect your own body free of fear to the physical earth, to the sanctity of she who holds you in safety and security, allow this oh-so-heavy garbage can full of all of your fears to slowly and ever so gently begin to rise up in the air. Allow this garbage can of fears to lift higher and higher and higher as you surround this garbage can with golden light. Bright. Brilliant, gorgeous golden light. Seeing this garbage can now of fears that no longer need to be. Lifting up to the skies of the universe. Surrounded by golden night. To be now dissipated and released. Higher and higher as the can becomes lighter and lighter. For you see, the universe can accept whatever feelings might be present. Allow then all that is in this garbage can to be lifted and released and bathed in golden light so that each and every one of those fears are totally and completely neutralized. None of what is contained in that garbage can that is now lifting higher and higher and becoming lighter and lighter can now harm you or those you love. This is what you no longer need to hold or carry day by day. See now your garbage can fade into the brilliant skies and become no more. For all that you have held for these many years has now been completely and totally dissolved. Connect with yourself now. Feel the safety. Feel the security. Feel the strength. Feel the life force that resides deep within your body. Know that here and in this place, whatever substances may be residing in your body that do not need to be there can be released. They can now be let go so that all of your organs can function precisely the way they were designed to function. Feel how much lighter you are now, physically. But also feel the power and the strength of your life force. It is here and in this place that you can accomplish whatever your heart so desires. Do you want to become symptom-free? Make it so. Do you want to regain all of your independence? Make it so. Do you want to have a mind that is clear and lucid and able to remember whatever you so choose to remember? Make it so. Do you wish to move with the grace and the beauty of a ballet dancer? Make it so. Do you wish to resonate your voice out to the world so that all can hear your wisdom? Make it so. Do you wish to walk through life with a sense of stability and assurance and steadiness? Make it so. When you are in this place of safety and security, when with your intention you have released all of the fears and all of the thoughts that you carry each and every day of what might happen but never does happen, then you will become symptom free. You will regain your life force. You will regain your independence. You will become all of who you truly are. You will find a part of you that you never knew existed. Welcome home. Welcome to all of who you truly are. You are a gift to the universe. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being present totally and completely to yourself.